Welcome to Emails After Bedtime, the podcast for moms building businesses after the kids are asleep. I'm Emily, your email strategist, mom of three, hockey-loving go-to girl for turning subscribers into excited buyers without the feeling of overwhelm. Each week, we're talking email strategy, storytelling, and staying sane while raising babies and businesses. So grab some caffeine and your favorite late-night snack, and let's talk emails, motherhood, and trusting Jesus through the chaos. Hey y'all, welcome to Emails After Bedtime. I am so glad that so many of you are loving this. My threads has just been popping off with people being so excited for me that I was able to finally start this podcast, and that I kind of just did it on a whim, which I'm super glad that I did. And so I kind of want to get in today something that has always been on my mind whenever I thought about starting podcasting. When I first got into podcasting, it was all about listening to other podcasters. And I remember listening to other business owners, and I was like, man, I am never going to make it to where they are. I really just want a show where I can listen to it and feel like I'm not so utterly behind. Because these business owners were talking about the freedom they have in their lives and that they're making like 5-6 figure months, like not even just like in a year, like a 6-figure month. And all these podcasters, it just felt like so out of reach. But they were also other small business owners that I really looked up to. And I just wanted to be like them. I wanted to be able to succeed like them. But I just felt so behind. So I'm hoping that I get a chance to hold space for those who also maybe feel behind, because I wanted to start this podcast closer to the beginning of my business, when I was still small, while I'm still not making a buttload of money, because I want to feel relatable. I just feel like if you are kind of in a similar position as I was when I started listening to these podcasts, I know that you are so discouraged because you're like, man, what are these business owners doing to be making this money? They talk about, oh, I used to do this, or oh, back when I started. But like, I want to hear from when you started. I want to hear from when you were barely making nothing. I want to know what is going on in your life right now. How are you feeling right now? So that's what I'm going to do for you. So I'm all about transparency. So what am I making? Well, I'm actually making barely $1,200 a month. That may be shocking to some of you, especially when you see my page, but I am barely at $1,200 a month. And this is so vulnerable for me because I hate talking about money. And I also hate that talking about the low amount of money that I'm bringing in this month maybe could stigmatize how people would view me. And that is my greatest fear. Because my biggest fear and the thoughts that I have right now is like, oh, I'm not making a lot of money, so no one's going to want to invest in me because they're like, oh, she's not making money, so she must not be any good. When in reality, it's all just a matter that a lot of businesses are having a hard time. And for them, choosing to invest in their business, which would be the smartest move for them, which is something that I do all the time, they're not doing. They're actually cutting it out. I even recently had a client who chose to stop work with me because their business just can't afford it right now, which I totally get. It happens to all of us. But my months have gotten lower and lower and lower because people just aren't hiring out right now. And it's really scary, honestly, because as everybody knows, we all need money to just live off of. Which again, I'm not upset with these businesses for not hiring out, but my months are so low because it is so hard to find work right now. But the fear of talking about how much I make always gets me to constantly thinking like, oh, this girl isn't making that much, so she obviously must not be any good because nobody wants to use her. That's really not it. And it's really hard that you can like put yourself in that position where you have those feelings. And it's really hard to dig yourself out. And it's something that I've been doing lately. I was talking to my coach just, I think like last night or the day before, and I was talking about how I'm about to go into a partnership with somebody, and she was wanting to know how much to raise her prices. That way she can be able to give me my cut for what I'm going to be including in her offer, which I'm doing a 1-hour consulting call for all of her students. She's a coach. And I was talking to my coach. I was like, see, I wanted to charge somewhere between like 50 and 100 because I didn't think that anybody would want to pay more than that for a 1-hour consulting call. But the coach that I'm partnering with was like, oh, does 127 sound about right? And it got me thinking, wow, am I underpricing myself because I think people don't want to work with me? And so I was talking through it with my coach and I was like, I just feel like people are going to see that number and they're going to be like, oh, it's just a 1-hour call where I do all the work. I'm just talking to an expert. And my coach goes right there, that word, expert. I am an expert in my field and I know that I am worth the prices that I set. And it's why when people work with me, they see my expertise flow through their emails. And so it just got me thinking that I may be having low months right now, but it's because people are not willing to pay for an expert right now because the economy is so, so hard right now. So all in all, this to say, when you're listening to those podcasts where people are making all this money and you're feeling discouraged because you feel like you're never going to be there, I promise you, you will. I started at a client with just $300, and then I got another one, and that put me at $800, and then another one that put me all the way up to $1,200, and it's just a building game from there. I have one-off offers, so some months are better than others, and then I have my retainers who I can count on every single month, but I just don't want you to get discouraged like I did, because it can feel really hard when all of these people are just like, oh, like 20K months. And all the coaches are just talking about like, let me help you get up to like these 5-figure months. I promise you, they may be able to give you advice, but they definitely cannot guarantee that you're going to hit that amount of money. So just know that if you're in that season of just getting started, or you're just having kind of like a slow time or a slow start, this is going to be the podcast for you, because I am also getting going and just slowly chugging along. So I'm not that far away from you, and we can grow together, and I hope that we can. So if anything, go in the show notes, click on my Instagram, send me a DM. Let me know that you're also slow growing and that you want someone by your side while you do it. And I promise you, I will be there, because my biggest thing is community over competition. Don't be discouraged. You're doing great. We are going to grow to those 5-figure months together. I promise. But just so you know, this is not the podcast where I'm jumping in because I've made it and now I have all this advice to give you. I haven't made it yet. I feel like I've made it. I've won with Jesus. I've won with my kids. I'm getting to be here with you guys. I feel amazing. But I'm not at that whole like, oh, I've made it in terms of money yet. So we are going to grow together. This podcast is starting at the beginning, like every podcast I wish would. Because like I just keep saying over and over again, sorry, you guys, I'm such a rambler. Sometimes I just forget what I've said and I'll say it again and it just happens. But those podcasts are just so hard to listen to because they just jump in at like, look how successful I am. And then they try to recall the struggles they are. Well, I'm living the struggles right now. So you're going to get real raw struggles that are happening right now in someone who's trying to scale. So if you want to be a part of that, hit the follow button, follow this show so you can grow with me, and come friend me on Instagram. I love having business buddies. So I will catch you guys on Friday for our first full email marketing episode, where we are going to talk about the welcome sequence. Catch you guys later. And I hope you have a good night. Go to bed. Thanks for spending a little piece of your evening with me. If this episode encouraged you, taught you something new, or just made you feel a little less alone, would you mind hitting that follow button and maybe even sharing it with a fellow mompreneur? And if email's been stressing you out lately, don't forget to grab my free freakout method. It's the simple way to turn your email subscribers from just subscribers to subscribers who are freaking out over your offer. Until next time, keep going, keep trusting, and I'll meet you right back here after bedtime.